This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of headlines we need to talk about, but one that I think unfortunately we're going to get a lot more of these is we've had a person killed over this whole mask controversy. This isn't the first time somebody's been killed. However, this time it's somebody who wasn't wearing the mask. Now, there's a lot more to the story. Basically, this happened in Gardena, California. This was at the Green Farm Market. Now, the story's a little odd. Apparently, there's a security guard at the market. And this guy comes in. I think his last name is, his name is Jerry Lewis. His name was Jerry Lewis, 50 years old. And security guard, Mr. Umair Hawkins, was there. So, Lewis comes in. Without a mask. Hawkins is a security guard saying you need to wear a mask. Well, Okay. Thank you. Sorry, we had a little interference there. We're going to stop right here. We have a guest on, and we are going to go right to the phone lines, and then we're going to get back to this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lacey, hi. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Great. So what's going on today?
So I'm Lacey, and I'm calling about the College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program. I was hoping to tell folks a little bit more about the scholarship program.
All right. That is fantastic. Yes. Please, share.
Absolutely. So the College Board Opportunity Scholarship is a combination between a college planning guide and a scholarship program. It awards $5 million each year to students across the country, and how it works is it lays out six key steps that students should take during their junior and senior year of high school that help them plan, prepare, and pay for college. And as students do each one of these steps, they earn chances at scholarships that range from $500 to $2,000. And when they complete five out of the six steps, they earn a chance at a $40,000 scholarship.
See, that's incredible. Students have been asking me how to be more, shall we say, competitive, because the SAT and the ACT has been in question in terms of being, mandated this year. And so, people have been kind of wondering, how do they then compete? How do they get scholarships? We're being joined by Lacey Allen, Associate Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. And so, I love the fact that you guys have this funding. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. And so I'm really excited about this program because it really just, we heard from students and families across the country that they were confused and overwhelmed by the college application process. You know, they wanted a simple guide or a roadmap to share what to do and when to do it. And so using data and research, we identified these six steps as really crucial ones for students to take during their junior and senior year. And then we put $5 million in scholarships behind them to motivate and reward students to take these key steps.
That's fantastic. So what are the steps that they have to do?
Yes, there's six steps total. And so the very first one is building a college list. And so by exploring colleges and creating a college list with six or more colleges, students are eligible for this $500 scholarship. And then we have the practice for the SAT scholarship for $1,000. We have Improve Your Score, which is all about showing how practice pays off by and practicing and also improving an SAT score, and that's a $2,000 scholarship. And then we have the Strengthen Your College List scholarship for $500. That's all about going back to that list and making sure it's a good mix of academic safety fit and REACH schools, and that's a scholarship for $500. And then rounding it out, we have the Complete the FAFSA scholarship. So that's all about encouraging students to fill out that free government form to apply for a financial aid, and that's a $1,000 scholarship. And then last but certainly not least, it all leads up to applying to college. And so that Apply to Colleges, when students apply to at least two colleges, that could be two-year schools, four-year schools, they're eligible for this scholarship for $1,000.
You know, Lacey, this couldn't come at a more opportune time. Students are starting to kind of question whether, you know, they should go to college and whether a degree will help them in the new post-COVID work era. And so I find it absolutely, it's fantastic that you have this program, you know, to help encourage students. And, you know, a lot of kids think they just have to have good grades or they just have to, you know, fall under a certain, shall we say, a demographic, and that's not always the case.
Absolutely. What's really unique about this scholarship program that differs from other scholarship programs is there really isn't a test score, and there's no GPA requirement. There's no essay, there's no application, and there's no family income requirement. So really, this program is for all students, and these scholarships are all about rewarding students for the effort and the action that they put in on the road to college, which means that any and all students can earn one of these scholarships.
Man, it's great. I mean, I remember going through school, and I wasn't going to be able to have money to go to college. And, you know, I was just busting my butt to try to, you know, get an academic scholarship. And, you know, it was rough, and it was just a touch bit of, you know, what I needed for school, but it every little bit helps. So how can people find you? And, again, thank you, Lacey, for calling in. We really appreciate this. How can people find you and apply?
Absolutely. For more information, you can visit the College Board Opportunity Scholarships website at cb.org/opportunity. That's cb.org/opportunity to learn more, sign up, and start taking these important college planning steps. We have a really big deadline coming up at the end of the month. So if you have a student in the class of 2021 to be eligible for that $40,000 scholarship, make sure to sign up for the program and complete the very first step, Build Your College List, by July 31st.
Fantastic. Lacey Allen, thank you again for joining us, and I can't wait to have you back again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've talked throughout the spring and early summer about sleep and how we're seeing more and more sleep issues throughout the COVID pandemic crisis and prior to the COVID pandemic. We were seeing many people turn to Ambien, benzodiazepines, and we have kind of a new epidemic of sleeping pill. Well, it's actually been an ongoing epidemic of sleeping pill dependency that, you know, we've been really trying to fight on multiple fronts. Well, joining us today, we have Dr. Michael Awad, Chief of Sleep Surgery at Northwestern Medicine, joining us. Very, very honored to have you. Thank you, Dr. Awad, for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks for having me. How's the weather over there in Las Vegas?
Oh, it is so hot. Oh, it's miserable. It's not easy, which is why one thing we always talk about is keeping the room cool to be able to get some sleep. So we have that air conditioning pumping like 24/7.
You've got it. That's a big one. I mean, one of the tips that we'll talk about for sure is definitely keeping a cool bedroom. And even allowing that core body temperature to drop by a couple of degrees when it's time to get into bed, that's a big one for helping you, especially in that sweltering 85-degree heat over there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. Oh, I mean, at least it's a dry heat, but we've even hit, like, 109 temperature. So, what? By the way, while we're on that subject, what temperature do you like to keep it? Like, are we, like, at the 68 or the 65 mark? What's the best for sleep?
Oh, it's a comfort level. 65 is a little cold. You might have your partner kind of kicking you over the night on that one, but you know, anywhere between 68 to 72 degrees tends to be optimal body temperature, but within your comfort level, of course. And so one of the tips that we'll often give people in terms of dropping that core body temperature is something like a warm bath, a hot shower. It sounds like it shouldn't really do what we expect it to do, but actually when you're coming out of that warm bath, it's that immediate cooling effect of your, you know, skin being completely dilated with all of the blood vessels and all the blood rushing there that allows things to cool and allows your internal body temperature to drop as soon as you come out of that, you know, warm water. So that's a good thing you can do to help kind of settle down and get to sleep instead of being on your phone, which is something that I'm sure we'll talk about.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Awad. He is a fellowship-trained sleep surgeon and chief of sleep surgery at Northwestern Medicine. So it's interesting, with the COVID pandemic, you know, people are asking me, you know, why would sleep be an issue if you're home all day? And you know, I talk to them about, it's really about routine. It's kind of about, you know, the stress and the exercise and the good eating habits. What are you noticing?
Well, you nailed it. I mean, we're actually seeing two very interesting phenomenons happening. So one is that we are seeing that people are actually sleeping longer for the most part. So whereas the average American tends to get somewhere between 6 to 7 hours of sleep when we should be getting between 8 and 9, we're finding that more Americans are getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. So that sounds like a positive improvement. But the downside is we are seeing some shifts in our internal body clock, what we call our circadian rhythm. And this is really the clock that's set hardwired in our body that responds to all the cues in our environment and tells our body when it's time to be awake, when it's time to eat, and when it's time to go to sleep. And that is being shifted because we're not really getting the same cues that we'd normally be getting in our day-to-day habits and routines. For example, if you're stuck inside in your pajamas working from home on your laptop most of the day, you're not really getting that ambient light in the morning that tells your body, hey, it's time to wake up. And then later into the night, we tend to be working onto our laptops, answering emails, or even watching TV in bed. And that tends to signal to our internal body clock that it's time to actually get up when we should be settling down to get to sleep.
So true, so true. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, we tell people to do the 7 to 9 hours and with kids even longer. And the percentage of people really doing that is a lot smaller than we think.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we believe that up to 70% of the American population will be sleep deprived at some point in their life.
So, you know, I struggle with seeing people, you know, turn to the medications and turn to the pills. Melatonin over the counter, for example, that there's it's not as much of a natural melatonin, I think, is more ideal. How do you feel about those over the counter supplements?
Yeah, I mean, the over-the-counter supplements are a good stopping point, but I really think the key here is sleep hygiene and getting people to adopt healthy sleep habits. So what is sleep hygiene? That means keeping a regular schedule. So a lot of people now, I think, are aware, Dr. Dahlia, you'll tell me from your listeners, that we need that kind of 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. But I think less people are aware of just how important it is to keep a very regular schedule. That is as important in the new literature and some of the emerging evidence. Even, in fact, in relationship to our overall health and cardiovascular health, it's just as important to keep a regular schedule as it is to get the appropriate number of hours.
So true, so true. And, you know, I love my furry friends. We got kitty cats and doggies. You know, it's one thing to fall asleep, but then it's another thing to be able to stay asleep. And for those of us who seem to wake up more in the middle of the night and not just to pee, you might want to take a look at your furry friends and have them sleep elsewhere.
You know, that's a good one. We often want to cuddle with our, you know, our little loved ones, the furry ones, when we're sleeping. But actually, they can cause some disruption, and they can cause some fragmentation in our sleep pattern by waking us up during the course of the night.
That's so true. And they try to take our pillows and they kick us. And so, Dr. Awad, when do people start seeing somebody of your caliber, your specialty, for their sleep issues?
Yeah, well, let's divide it into two. So I'll talk about my specific niche, but first let's just talk about when you should maybe think about seeking help for a general sleep issue. So I always say, if a sleep problem is beginning to have an impact on your day-to-day functioning or your relationships, that's an important one as well, your interpersonal relationships, or you're finding that your sleep problem is not resolving after a couple of weeks, that's probably the time you should consider seeing a health professional and talking to your nearest health professional, particularly a sleep expert. Now, in terms of what I do here at Northwestern, we're building a state-of-the-art global leader in sleep apnea surgery, and that's a very dedicated field. I'm sure you've talked to your listeners before about sleep apnea, but in brief, it's essentially a condition that causes repetitive collapse of the breathing passage during sleep. So sometimes people can stop breathing up to 100 times or more an hour during sleep, so more than, almost twice a minute. That can be pretty significant. That can have a lot of long-term health impacts in terms of your cardiovascular function, your brain function, and the way that you feel during the day. So for patients who struggle with the traditional treatments for sleep apnea, like a CPAP or a breathing machine and things like that, I offer a breadth of treatment options, and we're fortunate to have built a really crack team here at Northwestern in terms of clinical leadership and also research in terms of, building out all of these different facets that you can offer to patients in this realm of sleep apnea surgery.
And, people think, oh, gosh, that's very, shall we say, invasive and when you look at how sleep is so much of a part of our health, we might worry about our nutrition, we might worry about our exercise. For the amount of time we are devoting sleep to our body's needs, we need to look at sleep like we would any other health issue. And sometimes you do need to, medically treat it or surgically treat it.
I mean, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. We should be spending a third of our lives sleeping. And you often hear people, and I'm sure, even we're guilty of it during medical school as you went through, we say sleep is for the weak, right? And you kind of power through it. But actually, sleep is for the strong. And especially during a pandemic, when we're thinking about fighting off a virus, it's so important that we're getting appropriate sleep, because even just one night of sleep deprivation can cause a significant reduction in immune function and our ability to fight off infection.
So true, so true. Dr. Awad, in our final minute, again, let's bullet some of the tips to help people sleep better.
Absolutely. So some of the keys are getting outside for ambient light. That's very important. And also avoiding things like your laptop, your cell phone, and your TV set for about an hour before bed. That's one thing. Light is key. Number two, we didn't mention this, but exercise is important for building up sleep pressure. Sleep pressure is the concept that we need to build up enough energy or use enough energy during the day in order to feel tired when we settle down to go to sleep. So getting some exercise early in the day, even if it's just a walk around the block, is key. Dropping that core body temperature and avoiding caffeine and heavy meals late at night. I think if you take those on board, that'll be a very good start to keeping a regular sleep schedule, waking up at the same time every day and going to bed at the same time every night.
So true, so true. And avoid alcohol. Don't be doing a nightcap. Dr. Awad, how can people find you?
Well, if you go to nm.org, you can find me there. You're just going to search for me, Dr. Awad, A-W-A-D. You can also find me on Instagram, at Sleep Surgeon.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. Thank you, Dr. Awad. Can't wait to have you back.
Dr. Dahlia, it's been my pleasure. Take care and stay out of the heat.
You too. You too. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Give me the news. I got a... Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called
called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration says it will not cut federal education spending, but could allow families to use those funds elsewhere if schools do not open amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos telling Fox News,
if schools aren't going to reopen, we're not suggesting pulling funding from education, but instead allowing families, let the families take that money and figure out where their kids can get educated if their schools are going to refuse to open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for another massive coronavirus stimulus package by the end of July.
We're never going to have our economy come back unless we recognize that we must put money in the pockets of the American people.
The speaker telling reporters it is an urgent priority, although very short on details as far as what the Democrats in the House would be asking for. This is USA Radio News. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we need to shift gears and focus on safely reopening schools in the fall during the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
McCarthy telling reporters it's not a matter of if we should open, but how we do it, and saying that they want to give flexibility to parents about school and daycare. The widow of a man who is alleged to have taken the SATs for President Trump is denying the claim. Pam Shriver, an ESPN tennis analyst, is denying any knowledge that her late husband, Joe Shapiro, took the standardized test for the president. The allegation in a new book written by the president's niece, Mary Trump. Shriver also says her late husband met the president during their time at the University of Pennsylvania, which would have been years after the president had taken the SATs. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we had some real fantastic guests, Dr. Lacey Allen, Dr. Michael Awad. So you guys definitely want to catch those on iHeartRadio or GCN Live on those podcasts. Okay, so as we open the show, this is really, really concerning. All right, we've been hearing of people fight when it comes to the mask, and we get that the mask mandate is not very popular. And even though I, as a physician, am going to support people wearing masks, one issue that I do have concerns or issues with is how it's being left up to the employees to become law enforcement. And whenever somebody who is not in law enforcement has issues enforcing a mandate or enforcing a pseudo law, bad stuff happens. So remember at the Family Dollar store, a security guard was, I think, stabbed or shot when he had tried to invoke the mask rule for it was at the dollar store. Then there was a shooting at a Waffle House. There has been multiple altercations, but this one now involves the person who wasn't wearing the mask. So somebody not wearing a mask, he was in Gardena, California. He went into the Green Farm Market without a mask. The security guard, his name was Jerry Lewis, the security guard was Mr. Hawkins, Umair Hawkins, and Mr. Hawkins tried to stop him, and apparently some sort of fight ensued. Lewis went back to his car, maybe went back in, still no mask, not sure what happened. But what makes this story kind of weird is the wife of the security guard was there. And again, I need a little bit more clarification of the story, but the wife apparently starts to pull a gun on the gentleman without a mask because she thought that her security guard husband was at risk. And again, I'm not exactly sure why this transpired. Then, and again, this fight just started because of the mask. He was told, need to wear a mask. Then, apparently, as Lewis is leaving, Hawkins shoots him. Now, I apologize if all the, I mean, this is kind of a breaking story, so I apologize if I don't get all the facts straight, but the result is we have somebody dead that all started from him not wearing a mask when he walked into a store. Now, the purpose of masks are to save lives. So when I hear that people are dying because of fights that are ensuing over a mask, and I understand it's rare, there's more people dying of coronavirus than shootings as a result of the mask, but come on, really, we have a woman yielding a gun, you know, and apparently it was also other customers were unfortunately in the line from what we understand, and then the security guard has to pull out his gun, shoot somebody, all because it started with a mask. Now, maybe it did escalate, but, you know, we've talked about this in terms of there are many people out there with mental health issues. There are many people out there with anger issues and very unpredictable behaviors, and we try not to engage them. Now, we don't stick our head in the sand. We would like to find anybody with mental health issues and treat them, but that's for us medical professionals to do. It's not for people that are supposed to be working in, you know, regular, everyday America. And so when you accost somebody that, you know, saying they're not wearing a mask and you start to refuse service, all right, it's very unpredictable how that's going to go. And, you know, I get asked this all the time, you know, why don't people want to wear the mask? Why don't people want to wear the masks? Well, because they don't, you know, some people don't like being told what to do. And, I mean, it might seem like a simple thing to you and I, but you have some people out there that really, you know, want to start curtailing some of these curbs on our freedom. You know, when you're told that you can't go to work, when you're told that you have to lose your income, when you're told basically that your store is going to probably have to go under, you know, and you have to now stay home and you can't visit your loved one in a nursing home. I can understand why when the mask mandate came on, some people were like, I'm a little done. I'm done. So I'm not saying I'm on their side. I just can appreciate why they're frustrated. But now you and I have a problem. If we have fellow Americans among us shooting each other or stabbing each other over this mask mandate, it's starting to be a little counterproductive. And I get, maybe we're wearing a mask more as solidarity. I mean, I know, you know, people are trying to make it a political issue where somebody not wearing a mask is a pro-Trumper. There's many liberals out there that really don't like wearing masks, okay? Just like there's many people that support President Trump that wear a mask, okay? Don't make it like hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, unfortunately, went the path of, oh, well, if it works, then that means you're Republican, all right? Hydroxychloroquine works for some patients, for others it doesn't, and might cause a fatal heart arrhythmia. That's science. Some medicines help, some medicines don't. That has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. So there was a video that was on Facebook. I believe she was Genevieve Peters from California. And she had come to Las Vegas. And she had come to Las Vegas, and she had gone into the Wynn Hotel. Now, the Wynn Hotel is a beautiful hotel. And she had gone in there, and the video starts with her not wearing a mask and being walked out. Now, the casino looked kind of quiet, and I don't know which weekend this was, but it was obviously a post-COVID weekend, and it didn't look very busy. And I don't know what time of the day. It looked like it was more nighttime, and I don't know which day. But she was talking about how the casino was dead. She drove in from California to enjoy, you know, the casino. And there were security officers with dogs and security officers, everybody with masks, very politely asking her to leave. They were very, very polite. They did it as delicately as possible. But she was frustrated and airing her frustration, and she kind of goes off for about 15, 20 minutes, and then she goes to the bathroom, and she walks around, and she's like, I'm not hurting anybody. All I want to do is enjoy Vegas. And so because the Wynn and many casinos are private property, they had it within their authority to ask her to leave. But the one thing I picked up on was the uncomfortableness of some of the employees and almost the fear they had in the situation, because for those of you that aren't in Nevada, we have had some very, very strong, shall we say, words, and I don't want to use the term threats, that if we don't enforce the mask rule with our customers, we could lose our business, which means employees fear them losing their job if you don't wear the mask. They might be like, look, I know the mask isn't doing anything. They might be on your side. But the problem is, and I wanted to tell this lady, I get what she was doing, and I get how she was, you know, frustrated, but it wasn't the worker's fault. This is the same thing I keep telling you guys. It's not the employee's fault. These employees are scared to death of losing their job or scared to death of their owner losing their business because there's these rules that have come into play where everybody has to put something on their face. And so it's not, unfortunately, the state officials saying, look, you have to wear the mask. It's these innocent people who signed up to do a job that, and not even security. You know, they could be serving food. They could be, you know, serving cocktails. They could be, it's now on all of us to go up to somebody who could be a threat and tell them to not wear a mask. And I really think, you know, it's not as simple as a seatbelt law. Everybody says, well, you're told to wear seatbelts. You're right. We're told to wear seatbelts, and the police will give you a ticket. Click it or ticket. The police. This is different. This isn't the police. This is somebody who's maybe 95 to 110 pounds having to go up to a 6'5" man and tell him he's got to wear a mask or they lose their job. But now people are getting shot over not wearing a mask? This is too far. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can't make this stuff up. An Oregon man driving a stolen car crashes into a woman who was also driving a stolen car. Excuse me. I don't know if they're going to start dating. They look roughly same age, but there was a police chase in Oregon, and it ended when a driver fleeing authorities in a stolen car crashed into a woman driving another stolen car. Took place Monday when police responded to a report of a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser driving through downtown Newburgh. According to the Newburgh-Dundee police, the pursuit ended and lasted for several blocks until the driver crashed into another car near an intersection. Cops identified the driver of the first car as Randy Lee Cooper of Portland. They took Cooper into custody, but then they realized that the second car was also reported stolen in an unrelated crime 3 weeks ago. The driver of that car, Kristen Nicole Begu, was also found to be under the influence. So, and that could have probably saved people's lives if he crashed into somebody that was under the influence that couldn't hit other people. Cooper was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, attempting to elude police, assault, and reckless driving. I'm not sure what happened to Miss Kristen, but apparently these car jackings or these people stealing cars, I blows my mind. These are like crimes you forget exist out there. And we're not seeing the numbers. I'm hearing from you all that you are suspecting, based on things happening around your house and in your neck of the woods, that we have a huge uptick in crime. And facial coverings, masks. I mean, you know, if somebody walked into a bank in the olden days with a ski mask, you'd be like, okay, that guy's going to rob the bank. Now, all I see are people with major face coverings. I mean, some people are wearing these cute little lacy, pretty, you know, masks, and, you know, they show their eyes, and they do it as a fashion statement. But you have people where their face is covered in sunglasses and all that. And, I mean, the police are good, you know, in terms of still figuring it out, but I wonder what, you know, how, what is the success rate, I apologize, of finding these individuals who committed crimes if they are all guised under the, oh, my coronavirus mask face covering? So, this is interesting. It's nerve-wracking for me because I think we've made a lot of progress and advancement in face recognition and in terms of, you know, figuring out crimes. Like the woman who had lit the Wendy's on fire, they were able to figure out who she was because of a shirt that she had worn and bought online, and they were able to trace it back. I don't know the whole details, but it was like, okay, wow. I mean, you know, there's technology helps, but when somebody's face is covered and you can't tell them, all you get is a butt. Although my butt is pretty signature. I mean, there's definitely not a lot of people with butts that look like mine. Oh man, I am so worried when it starts to sag, but it will soon, you know. But then once it does, that's also going to be kind of hard to miss either. So, you know, identifying features, the software and the satellites, they're going to have to be really, really good. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if mask rulings and face coverings are going to later come with, you need to always have an identifying body part, exposed, or like an identifier, whether it's a tattoo, whether it's a mole. I'm wondering if crimes keep coming up, and I know you guys are thinking, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's ridiculous. I think a lot of things that have happened have been ridiculous. Anything can happen. If we live in a country now where they can say, you know, due to public health, that you can't work, or you're not essential, or you have to stay home, this person can go and, you know, be on the highway and drive around and all because they're essential, but you can't leave your house and you can't paddleboard and you can't, you know, and you know, you have to wear a mask. And you, I mean, if the government is able to do that, I would not be surprised that, you know, they will then later go, look, because of all the crime, we need identifying, or we need names. Or we need, I don't know how they're going to do this, but cars getting stolen, looting, you know, shops getting broken into. A lot of shops are still closed because of lockdowns, and so pretty easy for people to kind of cover up their hair, head, any identifying features. All right, the Supreme Court makes another ruling. Yes, they are working this month. Usually they don't, and they have ruled that President Trump is not immune to a subpoena from Democratic Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. over his financial and tax records, and declined in a separate case to issue a definitive ruling on whether congressional committees can have access to Trump's financial records. Both these issues now get thrown back to the lower courts. So the Supreme Court has said that President Trump is not immune. The rulings are, they say, on brand for the court under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts. He has basically been kind of the middle of the, he's supposed to be the tiebreaker, and usually on big cases he seems to kind of side with the more liberal side, but this was more of a 7-2. This was kind of a landslide in terms of being against Trump on this one. Apparently, District Attorney Vance had subpoenaed Trump's records as part of a criminal investigation into potential wrongdoing by the president and his organization. Multiple House committees had subpoenaed Trump's records, ostensibly, as part of an effort at oversight and to inform potential legislation. Both rulings on this were 7-2. So according to Chief Justice John Roberts, the president is neither absolutely immune from state criminal subpoenas seeking his private papers nor entitled to a heightened standard of need. So this is a huge blow to him. The court limited its ruling in the arguments before it to whether Trump had absolute immunity, and state prosecutors are required to show a heightened need in order to obtain documents as part of investigations into a president. So the president can raise further arguments as appropriate in lower courts in an effort to keep Vance from obtaining his documents. So he offered an opinion in the House cases, which were consolidated, and when the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed accounting from Mazars USA for access to a whole bunch of Trump's financial documents from 2011 to 2018, including personal records and records of various affiliated businesses and entities. People have been dying to see president's tax returns. And Donald Trump, whether he's hiding something or not, it doesn't do him any good having people see his wealth, having people see what he paid in taxes. Having people see, and maybe he did pay more than other, you know, people in his financial bracket, but that's not what they're looking for. I think they're looking for hush money that went to Stormy Daniels, allegedly. In a second case, the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committee subpoenaed records from Deutsche Bank, and the Financial Service Committee also subpoenaed Capital One. Both banks have various financial records related to Trump and his businesses. Neither possesses tax returns. So without limits on its subpoena's powers, Congress could exert an imperious control over the executive branch. That's according to Roberts, and aggrandize itself at the president's expense, just as the framers feared. But Roberts left open the possibility that House Democrats, until further proceedings in lower court, could still get a hold of the president's documents. So, you know, the rulings, right, do still help the president a little bit, because that means he doesn't necessarily have to turn over his documents before this election. It could stall, and it could go on until after the election. But eventually, he will have to turn them over. So, yeah, I know. For a lot of us, we don't care, but for others, they think that would put the nail in his political coffin. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.